الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ayatollah Khamenei elaborates on six key points of Imam Khomeini's testament, June 4, 2018. If a nation wants to rid itself of the pressures from aggressors, and today the bullying of the U.S., it must stand up to the U.S. with full strength and determination. Just take a look at the behavior of American statement, the U.S. president and his cabinet members, and observe their rhetoric. These failures are reflected in the behavior of American politicians and in their discord, disagreement, and decisions. That is the way the global bullies behave. What should one do to confront this bullying? The Imam's advice was to resist. Fortunately, today all the political groups in the country expressed their loyalty to the path of the Imam. This is an auspicious phenomenon. This was not the case in some eras after the revolution. There were some political movements that openly talked about turning their backs on the Imam's path.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Fortunately, today political groups in our country talk about their inclination towards the thoughts and path of the Imam. One of the most prominent points of the Imam's path, which is reflected in his testament and all his remarks, is the need for determined resistance against covetous, arrogant power. The Iranian nation and all the different political groups, as well as the elites inside the country who are loyal to the Imam and his thoughts and decisions, must safeguard this stance with full strength. The Imam himself had a similar attitude. He never stopped supporting the oppressed. Throughout the world, out of his disdain toward the global tormentors, he used to refer to the Palestinian cause as a central issue at all the time. In his testament and his remarks, he made explicit the point that he considered the oppressed nation's urge for support as important. He openly announced his support for the rights of the oppressed Palestinian nation as well as other oppressed nations. This is the path of the Imam. That is the Imam's way and advice. Fortunately, the Iranian nation and the government officials have pursued this path. And it is 30 years now that you, the Iranian nation, have been successful and have defeated the enemies whenever it faced American arrogance.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.